had a chance to just visit with Greg briefly down at practice. Feels really good coming off of practice yesterday. Wanted to work today, and we said we'd sit down tomorrow, talk to Dr. McKenzie, just see how he feels. I mean, the one concern is durability. So that's the last hurdle we feel that we need to get over.
Is this sooner than you expected him to be this quite far along, already being questionable?
Well, this is actually the exact protocol of the surgeon. I forget the gentleman's name. As far as the post surgery protocol was 3 weeks. So
for this particular,
correct.
So have you started thinking how you can kind of reassimilate into the offense?
Well, it's a seamless transition. I mean, that's part of working your board every week. We meet on it as a staff every morning, you know, how you get from 53 to 46. So, I mean, it's all part of the planning.
Well, Beth, you guys ranked high up on the list of penalties, and now you've really cut down on those last 6 weeks for worse penalties. Has there been an increased focus or just anything like that?
Well, I mean, we coach it just like I'm sure everybody does. But frankly, the first 3 weeks of penalties, we really didn't factor into our statistics because I just think the up and downness and not knowing the crews and things like that, because every crew has tendencies too. So not that you try to play differently based on the referees, but I think it's important to recognize weekly what the crew has been emphasizing too. So I think it's all part of the game. It's all part of preparation. It's all part of it. And I just really think since week four, being with the officials that have history, have tendencies, watching the tendencies of the league, what they're emphasizing, communication that's given through the league office, I think that is part of it, from in my opinion.
You think you could have pushed it with Matthews this week if this was, say, a playoff game?
That's really a medical question for Clay and the doctors. I don't get as involved with the players as you might think, because just think of it from my position. I don't think I've ever asked a player if he was okay and he didn't tell me he was great and he probably didn't play for 3 weeks. I mean, it happens. I mean, their mindset's different, and I mean, they're trying to get out on the field. So the conversations a lot of times between a player and a doctor are different than ones I have, and that's really the whole process of this, is the communication of trying to get everybody on the same page with what's the best plan. And definitely there are long-term plans, and we're not naive to your question, and there are definitely short-term plans. But we want to make sure that Clay's, when he's back, for the run. So,
Mike, what has Brad Jones added to your defense since he replaced?
Brad Jones is a heck of a football player. Really has been his whole time here. And frankly, it's something that I challenged the special teams Wednesday morning in a team meeting. Since Brad Jones has been playing exclusively on defense, we lost a little bit of an edge. So it's important for the guys on special teams that they're given more opportunities because of Brad's departure to full-time defense. So that, number one, tells you the impact that he's made just on special teams from a leadership, playmaking. He's a big part of our progression to the level where we are special teams, and it's no different on defense. I think he does a great job at a command of the huddle. Things he really wasn't asked to do because we spent some time playing him outside and inside. We've never really given him a chance to just find a home base. And then now that he's been given an opportunity, I think he's played extremely well. And he's very versatile, and I think people forget about his ability to play off the line as opposed to playing on the line as he did there for a couple of years as an outside linebacker. So I can't say enough about Brad Jones.
Thank you.